This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
A Queensland man who slipped on a grape in a Woolies store has been awarded $11,000.
Wow. Yes, one grape, 11 grand.
Far out.
It could have cost the supermarket giant even more. Mm-hmm. They had covert video surveillance, had not revealed the man suing the company had exaggerated the effect, the fall on him. They looked at the video. They acknowledged that, yes, he did slip on said grape, but he, you know, he socketed it up. It was like one of those. If I knew soccer players' names, I'd say one right now.
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Go with Ronaldo. That's a pretty universal one, isn't it? There's
Ronaldinho.
Been a lot of Ronaldos.
Yeah.
Yes. Raymond Polwarth then sued Woolworths in the Brisbane District Court after slipping on said grape back in 2014. Mm. The 51-year-old had sought more than $140,000 in damages. She didn't slip on a cashew, claiming he'd been left unable to walk, stand or drive for extended periods due to the aggravation of a knee injury the incident caused, not to mention the fear of grapes, I suppose.
This is something that happened afterwards as well. Woolies put a secret video camera outside his home.
Do they think they're a current affair or something?
2 years after the fall, and it was revealed the incident had left him a lot more mobile than he had claimed. Anyway, got that $11,000 off the back of a single grape.
I'm surprised he got anything in the end. Having to, you know, when you drama it up, you do lose some credibility. Mm-hmm. Speaking of covert cameras and shows like Today Tonight and The Current Affair, I've seen some funny ones on that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the ones that wait on an escalator and then pretend to topple down the... It's like Peter Sellers dying in the opening scenes of The Party. They clearly never did any acting at school.
Crazy claims that you've seen or maybe your business has copped as we go to Mia in Subiaco. Hello.
Hi, Mia. Hi, thanks for having me.
No worries.
Thanks for talking. What was the crazy claim they tried on?
Well, I used to work as a waitress and... You know, when people find hair in their foods and they will try and get like a free meal or something. Mm-hmm. I was working a shift and I saw a customer pull out one of their hairs and like try and slip it into their food.
Put it out of his own head at the table, didn't bring one.
That.
Oh my goodness.
He was pulling it out and we made eye contact and he just kind of looked at me and I was like, mate, don't do it.
Don't even.
I mean, what do you even get out of that anyway? Because if I was in a restaurant or I owned the restaurant and somebody came up to me and said, sorry, there's a hair on my food, I'd probably say something like, oh, I'll replace that for you right now.
I'll get you a fresh one.
You know what I mean?
Oh, it's like, And do they sort of go the big, is their angle to stand up and go, oh, gross, there's a hair in my food. Huh? And like, oh, quick, get them out, give them a free lunch so they stop upsetting the other customers?
Yeah, I think he was going to go that way, like ask for a free meal or because he'd had some wine and things. So I think he wanted
would explain why he chose to do it at the table, not bring a hair with him and just slip it in quietly, but to make a big show of it.
You just check his bag on the way out. He's got this bag full of hairs in there.
Thanks, Mia.
We appreciate that. I mean, the lengths some people will go to.
Absolutely. I mean, this guy, it started with there was a grape, a small grape, a slight slip and a small injury, but he hammed it up and so the case went for quite a while and Woolworths put a video camera outside his home to prove that he was doing more than he said he could after the great grape incident.
Well, Chappelle Corby is now back in Australia, but last week before she got on the plane, we chatted to the author of Chappelle, The Final Chapter, Coming Home, Tony Wilson, about what exactly she's going to expect when she gets here. Chappelle Corby, The Final Chapter, Coming Home. It's a book that's out now as Chappelle makes her way back to Australia. Tony Wilson is the author and joins us live from Vanuatu. Thanks for coming on the show, Tony.
Yeah, that's fine. Good afternoon.
It's been 12 years since we saw those grainy shots of Chappelle Corby on the video at Bali Airport. I can't believe it's been, I feel like it's been longer. It's been such a story. And the book, Chappelle, The Final Chapter, Coming Home, that's got to be a title that pleases her as well as you.
Exactly right. When I finished the book, the original version in 2008, I started the last chapter by saying, I've been dreading doing this. I really don't know what to say because I've got nothing positive to say.
Mm.
And that was exactly the truth, and it was exactly how I felt at the time. She was at her lowest ebb. She had mental health issues. There was no sign of any reprieve or shortening of sentence. It was a bad time, to be honest. Obviously, things did improve, and no matter what else happens to her in the future, come Saturday, she's a free woman.
Indeed. What do you think it's going to be like for her now that she'll be a free woman? She's going to have a lot to adjust to when she gets back to Australia.
Her friends described it to me as a fun-loving, surfy chick that used to love being on the beach on the Gold Coast in her late 20s with lots of friends and good times. She's coming home a very different person, still with mental health issues. She always wanted to be a mum. She turns 40 in July, so that's an unlikely prospect now. So she comes home in 2017 a very different person to the young woman that left in 2004.
She knew there would be consequences, but the consequences didn't end when she walked out of the prison. And that's what a lot of people think, oh, you're right now, you're home, you know, chin up.
Well, that's it. Anyone that serves a long prison sentence anywhere has quite a bit of adjusting to do, but very few would face a media pack as relentless as the one that she's faced and will continue to face. And I think when she gets back to Australia, she'll be something of a recluse for a while. I don't think the public will see much of her.
She faced a barrage reminiscent of Lindy Chamberlain, really, for that period of time. It's got to have an effect.
That's right. I mean, to be perfectly honest, it's gone on longer than what Lindy faced.
There's a lot of people who'll say, well, she did the crime, you know, that's what you've got to expect if you're going to do that.
A lot of people will think that. I'm not one of them.
Tony, I am really interested to get your thoughts because it's, I don't know, there are similarities between the two. I'm interested to get your thoughts on what is happening with Cassie Sainsbury and what's going on with her and what's going on with the media throng and the interest in her case as well. Do you see the similarities between what's going on with her and what happened with Schapelle Corby?
Yeah, somewhat. It's made me quite anxious and nervous. I obviously don't know the details of the girl in South America like I do with Schapelle. The first thing I'd say to people listening is do not believe everything you read, because that certainly was the case with the Corby family.
It's a rule to live by.
And the second thing, I'm a little fearful about the fact that the girl in South America has changed her story a few times. One thing that you have to admit about Schapelle is that she's never wavered once in her story, and she definitely would have got a shorter sentence if she'd have stood up at some stage and said, I'm guilty. The girl in South America is in probably a worse prison, I suspect.
The conditions aren't good. I watched that show Banged Up Abroad. I mean, it's scary stuff.
No, well, see, people don't understand. It's so different, these prisons, to Australian prisons. Cropican, where Schapelle was, there's no food or water. You've got to buy it. So she has to have someone there to buy her food, otherwise you starve. She stayed in a room or a cell about the size of a small child's bedroom, sleeping on the floor with 10 or 11 other women, and for that she had to pay rent.
I do have one more question before we let you go, Tony. I mean, you mentioned that Schapelle Corby is going to try as she might stay out of the public eye. I don't believe that's going to happen. Has there been a lot of interest and a lot of contact from media outlets? Anybody putting out a big paycheck wanting to get her story when she gets here? And can they do it?
Can she profit from it?
Well, I think there's a lot of interest in that.
Yeah.
Can she do it? Well, as far as I understand the law with the Proceeds of Crime Act, no, she cannot. No. And I mean, we went through that with the guy that was arrested and put in Guantanamo Bay, the South Australian guy.
He
tried all sorts of things, and he even tried to do a book at one stage with the proceeds going to charity, and they stopped that. And that will maintain the media interest. If she isn't able to sit down and do a tell-all story, the media just won't let her alone.
Yeah, might be a better idea just to be able to come out, do it, sort it out, get it done, put it behind it.
Yes.
Well, maybe.
Well, in the meantime, we do have the final chapter.
That's true. The final chapter, Coming Home, Schapelle Corby's story. Tony Wilson's the author, joined us from Vanuatu. Thank you for your time, Tony.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if your iTunes account has been approved. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel that downloading is the truth.
Get the update on what to download. It's Dan the Internet with Lisa and Pete.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
We managed to get you to talk the apps we should be downloading before you're off to Vegas.
I know.
Yeah.
Tonight.
For the annual event.
Because the trade-off is my wife gets, Mrs. Nut gets a trip too.
Yeah.
Oh. She always picks Bali. That's smart because it takes 3 hours to get to Bali.
Exactly.
I'm going to be, it's 36 hours from door to door and I can't sleep on planes, so I just become a delusional wreck when I get there.
Oh, don't watch any more movies then.
Yeah, okay, cool, yeah.
Come back having married someone though.
That'd be
cool.
Again.
I think that she might go to further than Bali. If you should. We're chewing the gun.
Or I might go somewhere. Yeah, might send me somewhere. So today's apps are all about fun because I'm in a good mood. Obviously, I'm on 2 weeks holiday as of right now. Face app. I had some fun with this on the weekend. Now, look at this, Lisa. This app allows you to just get your face and do little funny things to it. So that's Pete.
You're a lovely woman.
He's a lovely woman.
Thank you.
Not there's anything wrong with it.
You not at all.
You take a photo of your face and then you can put little filters on it. So
let me have a look as well.
That's him as
Harvey Keitel's that's him not as
a
bad
young,
either.
Him as a young bloke, him as an old bloke, and him as Peter.
Do me,
as
in do me,
P-E-T-A.
Do me.
That's to you, okay.
Just
great
the
little
young
app.
One.
Great, yeah. Great fun for kids and adults alike. It's similar to what Snapchat
kids,
does.
This is when you were two.
So you got different choices. So let's give you a spark.
Yes, I need a spark.
Let's
today.
Make you an older lady and let's make you young and see what happens. Oh, the see, look at that. That's
well,
beautiful.
the young look, there'd
took
be no
a while
change.
To come
clearly.
Up with a young one. It was buffering for
it's,
a while.
It's all those photos are up on your show homepage at mix.com.au. The other app, and this has been around for a while, but again, I always try and highlight apps sometimes that people may have missed. This one's called Boomerang. And what it does is make little GIF files, which are those repetitive video things that you see quite a lot.
Yeah.
I got the idea again the other day because we're waiting for Tom Cruise. That's right, Tom Cruise. I met Tom Cruise the other night. Well, I sort of met him. I filmed him.
Yeah, we heard.
Yeah, we heard.
And Claire's and Matt and Kimber's producer, Tom, took a little Boomerang video file of Matt and Kimber dancing. It was hilarious. So it got me the idea. I put one up to her today of Pete when I told Pete the news I was going to Vegas tonight and he's got a sad face and I've got a very happy face.
Vegas, yeah. Cruise, two each.
Dropping all these names. Like, what a kind of guy am I, really? Yeah. Name dropping, place dropping, I mean, anyway.
So all the apps are at mix.com.au at the Lisa and Pete show homepage. Whilst you're there, you need to go and check out this ad that we've sold as the best ad of all time from Kmart in the US. And I think you've got some audio, Pete.
I do. Have a listen to this.
Shit my pants.
What?
Right here? Ship my pants, you're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow, I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now and ship it to you for free.
That's brilliant.
Make clear, they're saying ship.
Oh, yeah, it took me about five goes to realise that it was
and,
ship.
And what it is that came up in the US now, ship goods to anywhere in the US.
So that's at mix.com.au?
Correct.
I just courier my pants doesn't work.
I can't wait to courier my pants,
I just
Lisa.
FedExed my pants. and I'll see you guys in 2 weeks' time.
Mate, boom! Quick question. Did you tell Tom Cruise you were going to Vegas? Did you slip it into the conversation?
No, we didn't get a lot of time with him, but geez, I tell you, he is dreamy and charming. I will give you that.
Is that right?
And he's a bit short.
All right, go. Get on your plane.
Off you go.
Cool. Bring us back something.
I will. That's my challenge. I'll bring you back something, all right? Both of you guys.
Something good, not something crap, though. Yeah. Like, spend a few dollars
on
it.
Well, my daughter wants kiwis, so maybe I'll get you a
kiwi. M&Ms, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Caramel M&Ms.
All right, you can have caramel. You better bring me something back better than caramel M&Ms.
I will do that for you, my friend.
It's better than caramel M&Ms.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's your challenge.
See ya.
Dashboard Jesus.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.